Here's a different take on the Me Too movement from a place halfway across the globe from Brazil.
شنیدید که تعداد قابل توجهی.
That's Ali Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran. He's speaking there in a slickly produced video that was posted on his official Twitter feed. It's the Islamic Republic's response, of sorts, to Me Too. Khamenei says that in the West, women, one after another, have been subjected to abuse, harassment, or violence. He ends by saying that in Islam, there isn't this kind of problem because women wear hijab. Samira Moyadeen joins me from Toronto. Samira, you're Iranian-Canadian. What did you make of this video?
I know it's going to sound weird, but I was really jazzed by it because the Islamic Republic of Iran will often do this. They'll take moments that are happening specifically in America, and they'll use it to their own advantage to sort of play games of we and they, and you know, polemically show how they're much better, how their society functions better, and how the U.S. is depraved and deprived. The language that's even used in this video by Ali Khamenei is something that's really to be focused on, because he says by introducing hijab, Islam shut the door on a path that pulls women towards that deviation. So the word that he uses is introducing hijab. I mean, hijab was not introduced. It was violently put on women's heads in Iran. And it still to this day is violently put on women's heads in Iran. It's compulsory. It's not a choice. This video for me was very much also a response to the mass movement that's happening in the country against compulsory veiling of women. Khamenei is trying to touch on all of these nerves and saying to women, if you don't wear this, you'll be sexually assaulted. But then at the same time, this is a choice for you when it's not.
It sounds very multi-layered and somewhat complex. So you said you were jazzed by this video. Were you jazzed by this video as a journalist because it's fascinating? I can't imagine you were jazzed by it as a woman.
Yeah. No, as a woman, I was not. As a woman, I thought it was hypocritical. I thought it was vile. But as a journalist, I've always been very enthralled by it. It piques my interest when I look at the propaganda used by the Islamic Republic. Even the video itself, the music, the images. Our own Canadian Parliament is implicated in this video. There's images of our parliament. There's images of the European Union. So I always find the propaganda of the Islamic Republic very interesting. And for anybody who's ever been to the country, it's so pervasive and in your face.
It kind of feels like the message here in this video is that Iran doesn't need the Me Too movement because these Me Too problems don't exist in Iran. I suspect you don't agree with that.
I mean, I don't at all. It's absurd to say that hijab protects you from harassment. The only thing hijab might protect you from is the sun. as a woman who's walked the streets of Tehran many times and been harassed, it's absurd to make that notion. I mean, harassment of women, violence of women happens all over the world. It doesn't matter what you're wearing, you know. And women in Iran have been using the Me Too hashtag. This is a conversation that came up right when the Harvey Weinstein story broke. Women in Iran were using that hashtag to talk about their own instances of harassment and violence and sexual assault. And actually, it wasn't just women in Iran. It was also men who were talking about being abused and using that hashtag in the country. So Ali Khamenei is really trying to push against this, but the people in the country are using that hashtag.
And you see this kind of stemming back to the movement in Iran to get rid of hijab?
Oh, absolutely. The use of the hijab by the state, it's not just a piece of cloth. I mean, there are women in Iran who wear it by choice, and there are religious women, but there are women who are forced to put this on. And all over the country, there are billboards, you know, 5, 6, 10 feet tall, telling women that, quote, you are an oyster, you're like an oyster in a shell, and the hijab is the shell.
What about women who are proud to embrace their Muslim faith and proud to wear hijab? Have you had conversations with some of those women about sexual assault in the Me Too campaign?
Those are women who have also put out hashtags and saying Me Too. So that's where the hypocrisy lies, right? I mean, women don't necessarily, who are Muslim, don't necessarily wear the hijab to protect themselves from men. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, when you talk about hijab in the way that Khamenei talks about it, in the way that the state in Iran talks about it, who are we needing protection from? So why not target men and their behavior rather than targeting women?
Iranian-Canadian journalist Samira Moyadeen speaking with us from Toronto. Thank you for your time today.
No problem. Thank you.